more than once today, but we can do it again. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Damodara Rati Vardana Veshe Hari Nishkuta Vrinda Avipineshe Rati Vardana Veshe Hari Nishkuta Vrinda Avipineshe Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaite Vishubana Dati Namashashi Leke Lalita Saki Guna Ramita Vishake Vishubana Dati Namashashi Leke Lalita Saki Guna Ramita Vishake Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Karunam kurumai karunam parite sanaka sanatana varnita charite Karunam kurumai karunam parite sanaka sanatana varnita charite Radhe jaya jaya madhava jaite. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaite. So the translation, O Radha, O beloved of Madhava, O you who are worshipped by all the young girls of Gokula, all glories unto you, all glories unto you. You who dress yourself in such a way as to increase Lord Damodar's love and attachment for you, O Queen of Vrindavan, which is the pleasure grove of Lord Hari, O new moon who has arisen from the ocean of King Vrishabhanu, O friend of Lalita, O you who make Vishakha loyal to you due to your wonderful qualities of friendliness, kindness, and faithfulness to Krishna. O you who are filled with compassion. O you whose divine characteristics are described by the great sages Sanaka and Sanatana. O Radha, please be merciful to me. So this is a prayer by Rupa Goswami, one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared over 500 years ago in India. He's an incarnation of Krishna, an incarnation of God, who spread the chanting of the holy names of Krishna around the world. But he has a special identity, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. The form of Lord Chaitanya is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. So today we're celebrating the appearance day of Srimati Radharani, who is the personified feminine aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This past year or two, one of the best-selling books in the history of the world was a book called The Da Vinci Code, which was a fictional book. And without getting into the details, we can say it was about the idea that God has a feminine side, and that this has been somehow or other, suppressed in Christianity. So it was a very, very popular book, and people found it to be very astounding information. But this information, which is considered to be very mysterious and secret in these other religious traditions, is very openly expressed in the Krishna consciousness religion, which has its foundations in the ancient Sanskrit writings of India. And there it's very clearly understood that, yes, God has a feminine aspect personified as Srimati Radharani. So Krishna is the original supreme personality of Godhead, and Srimati Radharani is his personified pleasure potency. We can explain some of the what we might call the physics of bhakti or love of God. Krishna has an internal energy, antaranga shakti, which is composed of three aspects. There's the sandini energy of Krishna, which is his existence potency, by which he and everything else in the spiritual world exist eternally. It's by the power of this potency, sandini potency, that our material world exists temporarily. Everything is temporary here. And beyond that, he has his samvit potency, which means his potency of knowledge, by which he knows everything. And if we're able to know anything, it's only a small reflection of that samvit potency. And then he has his sladini shakti, or pleasure potency. This is the third aspect. People desire to be safe in their existence. They desire knowledge. They also desire pleasure. So where does that idea of pleasure come from? Originally, it comes from Krishna. Krishna has a pleasure potency by which he can enjoy. It's called the Hladini Shakti. And Radharani is the personification of that Hladini Shakti. And there are two main spiritual schools in India. One is called the Advaitin school, or the impersonal school, and then there's the Dvaita school, or the those who believe there's not everything is just one. Advaita means just one, and Dvaita means no, there's two. For there to be pleasure, for there to be real pleasure, there has to be two. The most severe kind of punishment in the world, the one that causes the most pain, is called solitary confinement, where you're just on your own with no association. That's considered to be very cruel punishment. You can just imagine if you just had to stay, in your room all by yourself with no other association. So that is not the position of Krishna. It's not like he's in solitary confinement for all of eternity with only himself. Actually, he is capable of expanding himself for his pleasure, because pleasure is found in the exchange of loving feelings. This is the highest pleasure that everyone strives for in this world, to have some loving relationship. So where does that tendency come from? Jadmadyasya yataha, it says in the Vedanta Sutra. Everything is coming from Krishna, ultimately. So this desire to experience love, it's coming ultimately from Krishna. So Krishna exists eternally with his personified pleasure potency, Hladini Shakti, Srimati Radharani, and he is eternally exchanging this pleasure energy. And if we are able to experience any any pleasure, even in this world, even any material pleasure. It's a reflection of that original pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, personified as, you know, Srimati Radharani. Of course, we see in this world there is a big emphasis on dealings, you know, between men and women. It is the substance of art and literature. I mean, everybody has some desire for that. But, you know, where does that come from? According to material science, it's all a big accident, you know, that there are two genders, that there's male and female. You know, according to them, life began when some chemicals combined together early in the Earth's history to form some first single-celled creature, and then it would reproduce asexually, you know, no sexes, just splitting. So it's a big mystery, you know, to them, you know, how this male and female came about. But for us, it's no mystery. It's not an accident, you know, that human form exists in two varieties, because the original spiritual form of the personality of Godhead exists also in that dual form. Krishna is representing the male aspect and Srimati Radharani, the female. She is the personification of pure love for God. That means spiritual love for God. It means self-sacrifice, doing everything for the pleasure of Krishna and nothing for the pleasure, for one's selfish pleasure. Of course, that's the reason we are here in this material world, because we have decided to become independent from Krishna. Krishna Bahir Mukahana Bhogavanchakari Nikatashta Mayatari Japati Adare. When we turn from Krishna and desire to enjoy ourselves separately from Him, we come to this material world. And here, you know, we try to imitate, you know, Krishna. And we try to enjoy ourselves in so many ways, especially in connection with the opposite sex. However, Krishna does not leave us alone in this world. We are making our own pastimes here. We are glorifying them in so many ways. And, you know, there's cinema, songs, you know, paintings, so many things. We're trying to glorify our own version of these things. But Krishna comes to this world with his eternal associates, including Srimati Radharani and her associates. And he shows what the real enjoyment is. It's on the spiritual platform. We try to enjoy these things in a perverted way. However, the real essence of pleasure is not to gratify our own senses. You know, this is what we think the definition of pleasure is in this world. But Radha and Krishna come to this world to show us that real pleasure comes from pleasing Krishna through the process of devotional service. And Srimati Radharani is the personification of devotional service. She is the ideal devotee of Krishna. So we learn from her example that if we want to be really happy, we should give everything to Krishna. We should give our mind, body, and words to Krishna's service. And for this reason, because she gives that example, because she is the personification of devotional service, she is worshipable, you know, by us. Actually, when we chant, you know, the Hare Krishna mantra, we are chanting one of the names of Radharani, Hara, is one name of Radharani, of God's pleasure potency. And in the vocative case, it's Hare. So when we're chanting, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, we are chanting, you know, the name of Radharani. And we're asking her to please engage us in Krishna's service. So if we can do that, then we can also engage in Krishna's Nitya Leela, his eternal pleasure potencies. Actually, we all have a spiritual body in which we are meant to serve Krishna eternally in the spiritual world. Now, Krishna expands himself in different ways. As I said, he expands himself as Radharani, the personification of his pleasure potency. And then he expands himself in different avatars, like he expands himself as Ramachandra. It's another form of Krishna, Lord Ram. And when he expands as Ramachandra, Radharani expands herself as Sita. Whenever Krishna expands himself into any of his spiritual forms, Radharani also expands herself into spiritual forms. Sometimes Krishna, he expands himself in the spiritual world as Lord Narayan. Narayan is the opulent, king-like manifestation of Krishna. Krishna in his original form is like a playful cowherd boy. But sometimes he manifests himself in a very opulent and regal royal form, Narayan. And then when he does that, Radharani expands herself as Lakshmi, you know, the goddess of fortune, and behaves like a perfect queen. So whenever Krishna is expanding in that way into different forms, Radharani is also expanding herself. But all these forms are equal to the original forms, Radha and Krishna. Now, Krishna has another kind of expansion. He has two kinds of expansion. One is called swamsha, which means expansions that are fully as powerful as himself, and the other is called vibhinamsha, which means small. It's like we are of that small category. We are eternal expansions of Krishna, but we are not as great as Krishna. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Mamaivam so jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana manasastan indriyani prakritishtani karshati. So we are eternal fragments of Krishna, like sparks from the fire. We are the same substance as Krishna, but we're smaller. We're tiny. And just like the tiny spark, it maintains its fiery nature as long as it's connected very closely to the original fire. If it drifts away, then it goes out. So we are like those little sparks that have drifted away from Krishna. And our original spiritual nature, our original tendency to love Krishna, you know, has gone into a dormant state. But in the awakened state, we also have an eternal spiritual form. You know, just like Krishna and Radharani, they have eternal spiritual forms. We also have an eternal spiritual form, a swarupa, but it's been covered up now. And when we become liberated, that original spiritual form again becomes manifest. Muktir hitvanyita rupam swarupena vyavastati. We have our swarupa. So the swarupa, the spiritual form is there are many different kinds, but Radharani has her eternal spiritual associates, the gopis, the cowherd girls of Vrindavan. So our original spiritual form may be of that category, or of one of Krishna's cowherd friends, or there's so many different forms. But whatever it is, it's not now manifest. You know, we are covered by a temporary material form. So how do we get back that original spiritual form? How do we learn to function in it? Krishna comes to this world to give us that lesson. He comes with Srimati Radharani, her associates, his cowherd boyfriends, and they put on a display, a play, you could say. It's, they display their pastimes so that we can see what we are originally meant to do, so that we can become attracted to the idea of becoming part of Krishna's Nitya Leela. So to do that means we have to become fully absorbed in the devotional service of the Lord. We have to give up the idea that we are independent lords and masters trying to find some way to be happy independently and in competition with each other in this material world. We have to understand that our only hope for becoming really happy is to resume our original position as devotees of the Supreme Lord. And to do that, we require the mercy of Srimati Radharani, because she is the Vladini Shakti of Krishna. She is the pleasure potency of Krishna. She is the energy of devotional service. So that's why, you know, we pray to Srimati Radharani every day. You know, that's why we honor her on her appearance day. It's because, you know, we need her mercy. We need her mercy to become engaged in the eternal service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Okay. So, getting back to the, say, the physics of love of God, Radharani is the personification of the Hladini Shakti, Krishna's pleasure potency. And in order for us to manifest love of God, we also have to have some of that Hladini Shakti. And Krishna gives some to us. If we engage in devotional service, we get some of this pleasure potency. Actually, it's impossible to serve Krishna without it, because Krishna is not attracted by anything else. He's only attracted, you know, by this Ladini Shakti. So our birthright as spirit souls is that we have some of this pleasure potency. Just like Krishna is Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. Krishna is made of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. So we also, as part and parcel of Krishna, we also have these qualities. Eternity, knowledge, and bliss. We have some of this Sandini potency, that we exist eternally. We have some of this Samvit potency, that we have knowledge. We have also some of this Ananda potency, pleasure potency. But the problem is, we don't direct it in the right way. If we direct our pleasure-seeking potency towards Krishna in a mood of devotional service, trying to please Krishna, then Krishna accepts that. I mean, normally, when we think of giving something to somebody else, because this is what Krishna consciousness is all about, giving everything to Krishna. Normally, if we think, I'm going to give something to someone else, then that means I don't have it. So normally we only give when we think we're going to get something in return. You know, we give our love when we think we're going to get love in return. We give money when we think we're going to get some return on our investment. So, normally, we don't like to give without getting something of equal value or greater value in return. But it's not like that with this Ladini Shakti. It operates according to different rules. Actually, if we give our love to Krishna, if we give it all to Krishna, then we're not the loser, because Krishna gives more of that pleasure potency, more than we gave. And then if we give it all to Krishna, then we get more back. It's called Ananda Buddhivardhanam, the ever-increasing ocean of transcendental pleasure. However, the problem is we try to use that potency for our own selfish purposes. And when we do that, we become caught in the cycle of birth and death. We wind up experiencing some reflection of pleasure, but it's mixed with birth, death, old age, and disease. However, if we pray to Srimati Radharani, we can learn how to direct our pleasure-seeking potency 100% into Krishna's service. Of course, that's what she is. She's the personification of pure devotional service. And that is the position that we aspire to also become engaged in pure devotional service. And we can only do that, you know, by her mercy. So we're gathered here today to worship Srimati Radharani on her appearance day, Radhashtami. I will invite you now to take part in the Artik ceremony for Srimati Radharani, and then after that there will be a swing festival. You have an opportunity to swing Radha and Krishna, and then after that there will be a feast in the honor of Srimati Radharani. She's famous as a wonderful cook. She's been cooking for since eternity, and she never prepares the same thing twice. So, Srimati Radharani Ki Jai!
Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranithai, Jaya Gauranithai. Jai Gauranithai, Sri Sri Gauranithai.